Lord, we may come before you with different feelings. We may be excited. We may be downcasted. But Lord, may you lift us up, not only by the Holy Spirit, but also by your word. Help us to understand what you are going to speak to us today, and help us also to really put it in our heart and put it into practice, and so we can experience the excitement and the reality of putting your word into practice. I pray for myself that I will be able to deliver your word clear. Also pray for Brother George. He will also be able to share the message in a way that we all, as a congregation, that you will speak to us today. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
It's very obvious that today is the Thanksgiving weekend.
很显然的, 今天是所谓的, 感恩节的周末。
As an experienced pastor, I will not commit the cardinal sin by not preaching a sermon relating to Thanksgiving.
身为一个有经验的牧师, 我不会说在感恩节的这个周末呢, 不讲有关感恩的信息。
So today's topic is the Macedonian grace.
所以我今天要与大家分享的是马其顿众教会的恩。
When we talk about this topic, we look at the grace we can face as an individual, as a church, during this Thanksgiving season.
所以当我们思考马其顿众教会恩的时候，我们就了解在感恩节的这个时间，我们可怎么样思想何谓恩典。
And also as a recipient of God's grace, we are aware of how to share this grace to those around us.
而且我们自己也是受到这些恩惠的受恩者，我们也思考我们如何能够把我们所受的恩惠传给别人。
In today's sermon, basically, I'm answering two questions.
在今天的正道当中，我将会回答两个问题。
The first question is, what are the Macedonian grace?
第一个问题就是，到底马其顿众教的恩是什么呢？
And after that, the second question we have to look at is, what are the characteristics of the Macedonian grace?
第二个问题我将要回答的就是马其顿众教会的恩，它里面的特质是有哪些？
For us to have a clear understanding of what Apostle Paul is saying, we need to look into the historic background of the passage.
要了解这段经文，我们必须要了解使徒保罗当他写这一段书信的时候，他的历史背景为何？
We need to know what are the Macedonian churches.
我们必须要了解马其顿教会它的历史背景是什么。
So I have put up a map.
因此我在这边给大家一个地图。
Macedonia is actually in the northern part of today's country called Greece.
所以马其顿这个地方实际上也就是今天希腊的北部。
It composed of three main areas.
在这个地方一共有三个主要的大地区。
Berea,
第一个是比利亚,
Thessalonica,
然后是帖撒罗尼迦,
and Philippi,
菲利比。
So when we talk about Macedonian churches, we are not talking about one Macedonian church.
所以当我们讲到马其顿众教会的时候，我们不是单单指马其顿里面的一个教会而已。
We're talking about three main churches that are directly related to Apostle Paul.
而是我们在讲这边有三个大的教会们，他们跟使徒保罗的关系。
Berean,
第一个是比利亚,
Thessalonian,
帖撒罗尼迦,
and Philippian,
and 菲利比。
And when Apostle Paul mentioned the Macedonian churches, he's writing to the south of today's Greece.
实际上，当保罗在讲述到马其顿众教会的时候，他实际上是讲今天这个希腊这一区的众教会们。Corinth
is located in the southern part of today's Greece.
他讲的是希腊北部的众教会，而他现在写的书信是要给哥林多，这哥林多是位于希腊的南部。When
he wrote, he was mainly trying to resolve the problems among the Corinthian believers.
当使徒保罗写这封信给哥林多的时候，他实际上是要解决哥林多教会内部的一些问题。And
today's passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 8, he's mainly trying to use the Macedonian churches as an example for the Corinthian church to follow.
当他写哥林多后书在这第八章这里的时候，他乃是希望能够借着马其顿教会成为哥林多教会的一个榜样。
Do you know Brother Josh has done such a good job?
I just realized it's so long. He translated the whole thing. Let's give him a clap of hand. Okay, really good job.
大家可知道刚刚翻译翻得很好，他记忆非常好吗
？The first question we are going to answer.
第一个问题我们必须要回答的是
，What are the Macedonian grace?
到底马其顿教会的恩是什么呢
？It's very obvious from the passage. We learn one thing.
很明显的，从这个经文当中，我们知道一件事。
The Macedonian grace is about the Macedonian churches have joy in the midst of trials.
马其顿众教会的恩乃是他们在患难之中，他们还有所谓的喜乐。
In other words,
也就是说
，believers can experience God's grace during testing times.
也就是说，众信徒在非常困难艰苦的情况底下，他们仍然可以经历神的恩典。
I will read the passage in English and then I'll ask Brother Josh to read it in Mandarin.
我将会先用英文来念经文，然后请翻译来用中文来念。
And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches in the midst of a very severe trial that overflowing joy.
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
In today's world, when we talk about joy, we are talking about things when everything are going well.
当我们今天这个社会当中，我们提到喜乐的时候，我们通常是说我们在顺境当中，在快乐的情况当中，我们所有的感觉。
Specifically in the Chinese culture, there are 8 things that make us happy.
实际上，在中国人的文化当中，有八件事情让我们非常快乐。
Joy number one.
第一个，我们喜乐的是
that we can have joy when we have the drought finished.
我们中国人第一个喜乐是久旱逢甘霖。
The second joy.
第二个喜乐
we have can have friends reunion.
他乡遇故知
in.When you go to Manhattan, you meet a friend that you've lost contact for a long time who came from Beijing.
所以当我们到纽约市的时候，我们突然看见一个朋友，好像过去在北京认识的。
The joy number three.
我们就非常快乐。我们第三个喜乐
，getting married，
就是洞房花烛夜。
I don't know whether you feel happy or not. I was very happy when I got married.
我不知道大家怎么样。当我结婚的时候，我是非常的快乐的。
Then so many things to remember.
因为在那个时候有许多的事情值得回味。
At the reception of the wedding.
特别在我们在酒宴的时候。
You know, at one time I'm only like 110 pounds.
大家可知道我曾经有一度也只有110磅吗？
And my wife at that time was about 100 pounds.
我太太那个时候也不过100磅。
So the AMC gave me a task to do.
所以在那个时候主持人就给我们一件工作去做。
He asked me to carry my bride to run around the hall one time.
他那个时候就说新郎你要抱起你的新娘绕场一圈。
I was so happy that.
我那一天实在太高兴了。
I did two rounds and they have told me.And they told me to stop.
结果那个时候我一抱起我的新娘子，我就没办法停。我绕了两圈，到最后要他们停止，要我停止，我才停了。
How can 110 pounds man carry 110 pounds woman?
大家可以想象110磅的男人可以抱起100磅的新娘子吗
？That's only one answer. There's so much joy in it.
那就是那一天，因为那天我实在太兴奋了。
Joy number four.
第四个我们高兴的是
，when we have academic.Achievements.
就是当我们有金榜题名时
I went on internet and realized that there was a particular person who got accepted by every Ivy League school.
我到网络上的时候，我突然找到一个人，他被每一所常春藤的学校录取了。
Won't you be happy if you got accepted by every Ivy League school?
大家可以想象，难道我们不会快乐吗？我们被所有的常春藤学校录取了。
Joy number five.
第五个我们值得高兴的是
job promotion.
升官又进爵。
Joy number six.
第六
accumulating wealth.
当我们财源纷纷来到的时候。
Joy number seven.
第七
healthy family.
合家体魄健康。
Joy number eight.
第八。
Family fun.
共享天伦乐。
Cycling together.
当我们一起出去郊游。
Those are the eight things that make the Chinese people happy.
这八件事情是让我们中国人是非常高兴快乐的。
But when Apostle Paul talked about the Macedonian grace,
但是当我使徒保罗讲到马其顿众教会的恩的时候，
it's very different.
是非常一个不同的时空情况。
He's talking about joy in the midst of trials.
他在这边是说他们在大患难当中有的喜乐。
He's afraid that we won't get the point, so he used very obvious contrasting words.
他很怕读者没办法了解他所写的，因此他用非常对比的字眼来描述。
On one side, he talked about severe trials, not only trials, but severe trials.
所以他在这边说，他不单单是患难中的试炼，他说是患难中受大试炼。
But on the other hand, he talked about in severe trials, we can have overflowing joy.
然后他接下来说，甚至在这种情况当中，他们仍然有满足的快乐，是满溢出来的快乐。
Is that joy in pain?
难道这是所谓的苦中作乐吗？
I found a picture.
我发现一个图片。
It was about flooding in China.
我们就发现在中国有的时候有洪水。
I found this picture is very special.
但是我突然发现在这一个照片当中是非常特别的。
A very painful situation.
实在是一个非常患难的一个情况底下。
He made joy of it. She was washing her hand.
但是人却在这种困难当中，他们却在这边享受洗头。
Are we talking about joy in pain?
难道我们在这边是讲到苦中作乐吗？
But I think what Apostle Paul was talking about is joy.In the midst of pain.
但是我相信使徒在保罗所强调的是说在苦中里面有喜乐。
And this was special as a follower of Christ.
因为这是给所有基督门徒的一个特权。
We can give thanks not that everything is doing okay.
我们可以在困难当中甚至不在顺境当中我们可以分享喜乐。
But there are times when things are very difficult. We can still give thanks.
我们不单在顺境当中，在逆境当中，我们仍然可以感恩。
How do we apply to our world today?
那我们今天怎么样能够运用在我们的环境当中呢？
I think about God really take care of us.
实际上，我知道神实际上一直在照顾我们。
I give the title "If God Take Care of My Pets."
我在这边给一个题目：如果神照顾我的宠物。
I give you an advice. If you don't have dogs, don't get one.
我给大家一个建议，如果你没有狗的话，你不要去养狗啊。
If you have one, don't get two.
如果你有一只狗，千万不要有两只狗。
Because I got two dogs.
因为我有两只狗。
I tell you, I was so deceived by people telling me that golden retrievers are very good family dog.
我在那个时候，我实在跟有的时候，我觉得有上当的感觉，因为很多人跟我说，这个 Golden Retriever 这一种狗是非常好的一种狗，好养的一种狗。
You know, Golden Retrievers like to do one thing.
但是你知道 Golden Retriever 这种黄金犬的有一个特别的特性。
They like to eat.
他们很喜欢吃。
They especially like to eat rubbish.
他们特别喜欢吃垃圾。
I don't let them. So what are they going to do?
所以我实在不想让他们这样子。那你知道我怎么办呢？
So they like to run away.
所以我不让他们吃，他们就跑，就跑离家。
I hardly call police. The only time I call the police is my dogs ran away.
这你知道吗？我几乎从来没有叫过警察，但是当我狗跑的时候，我只好叫警察了。
Over the last 7 years, I can say that they run away about 20 times.
在过去7年当中，我可以跟大家分享，我的狗已经跑离家大概超过20次。
In my heart, you know what I'm thinking. If I cannot find them, that's great.
你知道我内心想什么吗？如果真的找不到，那也就罢了吧。
But my daughter cannot live without the two dogs.
但是我的女儿却没有这两条狗，她没活不下去的。
I tell you so many times, was so hopeless.
但是很多时候我真是绝望了。
I don't believe that dogs can go home themselves. My don't.
我实在不相信有些狗会自己回家，至少我的狗不想回家。
But I tell so many times, they come back miraculously.
但是我可以跟大家分享，真的很多时候，他们在一个非常奇妙的情况底下，他们回家了。
So I think if God take care of my pets.
但是所以我就想，如果神甚至能够照顾我的宠物的话
，Won't he take care of my family?
难道他不会照顾我的家人吗？
Then I ran into something about a few months ago.
然后我就几个月之前我就读了这样的一篇报道。
My seventeen-year-old daughter suddenly became very sick.
在我十七岁的女儿突然她非常的病得非常的严重。
She was very, very sick emotionally.
她的心情她的精神上面也非常严重的疾病。
So she was taken by the police into the hospital.
所以他就经由警察把他带到医院去了。
I can tell you that's the most difficult crisis I face in my whole life.
我可以跟大家分享，这是我人生当中经历一个最大的难处。
We don't even have a choice. Which hospital did you go into?
我们甚至没有选择医院的权利。
I was so worried.
我那个时候实在非常的忧虑。
The medical hospital bill was like $10,000.
因为我知道，当一进医院的时候，这起价的价钱就是一万块。
Because that hospital is not under the what to call under the
insurance.
Yeah.
因为尤其他们送去的那个医院，并不在我们保险的保险的范围之内。
But you know, I don't even pay $1.
但是大家知道吗？最后我连一毛钱都没有付。
My wife employer pay for it.
结果是我的妻子的雇主付了这个医药费。
The only reason was my wife was a nurse in Hackensack Hospital, and Hackensack Hospital sent her to hospital without our consensus.
那这原因呢？是因为我的妻子是在一个医院里面工作。他的那个医院当他们把我的女儿送到另一个医院的时候并没有通过我妻子工作的那个医院的同意。
So to cut a short story short, Hackensack Hospital was responsible for the medical bill.
所以总而言之结果是我妻子做事的那个医院就付了这个我女儿去另一家医院的医药费。
Is it possible?
这有可能吗？
Even going to primary cover care, I still have to pay a co-payment.
就算我们能够把女儿送到保险公司负责任的范围的医院里面，我仍然要付头款。
God is good.
但是神真是好。
Not only in my money.
不单单是有关我财务方面。
It was a long road of recovery.
在我女儿康复的这个路程当中，也是非常艰难又长的一个路程。
I received a call from the hospital saying that your daughter don't want you to visit her.
我接到我医院来的电话，医院那一方面说我的女儿并不想见我。
I pray hard.
我那个时候就认真祷告。
My daughter changed her mind.
结果我的女儿就改变她的心意了。
Daddy, you can come, but you must come with mommy.
她说：“爸爸，你可以来，但是你必须要跟妈妈一起来。”
And then, one time mom cannot go. It's okay. But mom don't have to come with you. But when you come, you cannot talk too much.
好，那结果有一次妈妈不能来了，于是我女儿说：“好吧，如果妈妈不能来，但是你来的话，但是你不要说太多话。”
Don't you say to me, Daddy, why are you so quiet today? Why don't you talk to me?
当我到的时候，结果他就跟我说：“爸爸，你今天为什么话那么少？你为什么不多跟我讲点话呢？”
This change is not a matter of months. It happened just within the 8 days of a hospitalization.
这一个整个的改变，并不是说经过几个月，乃是在八天，我女儿在医院当中她经历的变化。
Is a trial severe?
在这困苦当中，这个患难艰难吗？
Yes.
是的，
But it's joy so evident.
但是里面释放出的喜乐却是那么的明显。
So I can say thank God.
所以我只能说感谢主。
I can have joy, overflowing joy in severe trials.
所以我可以在大患难当中有喜乐，我必须要感谢神。
But when you talk about this Macedonian grace, there's a second element.
当我们谈论到马其顿众教会的恩的时候，这里面还包含了第二点。
And also talk about how do we respond to this kind of grace.
就是说我们对于神给我们这么大恩典的时候我们应该怎么样回应。
Because the Thanksgiving season is not just about the grace that we receive.
但是因为在感恩的时候感恩节的时候我们不单单是感谢我们所收到的恩典。
It's also about how are we going to do with this grace that we receive from the Lord.
而不单单是如此，而要我们当我们收了这样子从神这边收了恩典之后，我们要怎么样活出来，分享出来
？It's so obvious that the Macedonian church is so great in providing monetary help to Christians in need.
所以我们在这边知道，马其顿众教会当他们有困难的时候，他们甚至还分享他们的财物去支持那些有患难的教会。
Believers can participate in benevolence giving.
这些信徒们可以在这个教这些教会当中参与来奉献的其他教会的需要。
Verse 4, 6, and 7.
在这边我们看见第四、第六、第七节这边说。
They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people. So we urged Titus, just as he had earlier made a beginning.To bring also to completion this act of grace on your part, so that you also excel in this grace of giving.
所以在这个教会里面，他们就使徒保罗这么说了，他说这群教会恳求我们允许他们有参与侍奉的机会。于是我们就劝提多，他怎么样开始这恩惠之事，就当照样在你们那边怎么样把它完成。你们也当怎样在这恩惠之事上丰盛有余。
So it's so obvious grace carries two meanings in this passage.
所以在这边我们看见恩典里面代表了两个含义。
The first one already covers overflowing joy in severe trials.
所以第一个就是说，在我们在大患难当中，我们应该还是可以流露出这种喜乐，这是第一个恩典。
Secondly, is how we share the grace with other people.
第二个就是当我们有这样的恩典的时候，我们怎么能分享出去
？Because at that particular moment, the church in Jerusalem was going through a difficult time.
因为在那个时候，在耶路撒冷的教会，他们正经历了一个非常大的患难。
That was a very severe famine in Palestine.
在那个时候，他那边有非常大的一个干旱。
So Paul asked the Macedonian.Ask the church of Corinth to follow the example of the Macedonian churches to share this act of giving.
因此，使徒保罗就鼓励哥林多的教会里面的信徒们要跟随马其顿众教会的脚踪，去知道怎么样去分享。
In this grace giving, there are six main characteristics.
在这一边如何分享这些恩典的时候，中间包含了六个特质。
First, they give themselves first of all in the Lord.
第一个，这个马其顿众教会懂得先把自己奉献给主。
So in chapter 8, verse 5, they gave themselves first of all to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us.
因此，在第八章第五节这边说，他们首先把自己献给了主，然后又献给了我们。
Sorry, there's a problem. Maybe I pressed too much backward. Okay, sorry. Let me go ahead.Right now, sorry. So how do we apply about giving ourselves to the Lord?
那我们怎么样可以把所谓的把自己先献给主，运用在我们今天的生活当中呢
？Let's focus on different types and styles of giving.
让我们就开始好好的去看有几种不同所谓的奉献。
The first type of people.Who are unwilling to give?
第一种，这是视财如命行。
I face this kind of believers in the church.
我实际上我在教会当中就有遇见这样的信徒们。
I want to become a Christian, but I don't want to get baptized.
我希望能够成为基督徒，但是我不希望要受洗。
Because after I get baptized, I become a member. I am being pressurized to give tithes.
因为当我一受洗的时候，我就加入了教会，我就受到压力，我必须要奉献了。
Pastor, can you promise me if I get baptized, I don't have to do tithing, then I will get baptized.
然后牧师，你行不行答应我，当我一受洗成为基督徒之后，你不要给我压力，让我一定要奉献，好吗 这样子的话我就会受洗了。
The second style is called free style giving.
而第二个就是随意奉献奉献型。
When Pastor George preaching, I feel good.
当George 弟兄讲道的时候我感觉非常的好。
So I want to give more.
所以因此他讲道讲得好，所以我就想多给。
When Pastor Hui preach, he preach bad.
如果另一个牧师讲道讲得不好的话，我就不想给。
So I don't want to give at all.
所以我那个时候我就一毛钱都不肯奉献。
So the give or not depend on the conditions.
所以当一个信徒要不要奉献的时候，是取决于他自己心里喜高不高兴。
The third type, what I call give legalistically.
第三种奉献的态度是属于律法主义型。
They make sure they give one tenth.
他们非常注重他们是否真的十一奉献。
But they will ask the pastor.
但是他会问牧师
，Is the one tenth before tax or after tax?
他就会问牧师，所谓的十一奉献是我们打税之前的十分之一呢，还是打税之后的十分之一
？The fourth type is called substitutional giving.
第四个奉献型就是代替奉献型。
They are willing to give.
他们很愿意给。
Because money is not the main thing.
因为对他们来说，金钱不是那么的重要。
It's important, but not the most important.
对他们来说，虽然非常重要，但是不是最重要的。
Every time at the end of the year, is there any deficit in the church? It's like I write a check, I cover everything.
当每次到年终的时候，他们发现教会有任何亏损的时候，他说没关系，我开一张支票给你们。
But you cannot ask them to give time.
但是你不要给他压力说要奉献十分之一。
You cannot ask any of the church family member to participate in any ministry.
但是你也不能叫所有的会友要把他们的时间他们的事工上面要所付出。
So they feel guilty.
所以他们感觉到非常的有罪恶感。
I want to do something.
所以他们就觉得我应该做一些事。
Let me give some money.
而让我给一些钱给神吧。
The fifth type is what I call sacrificial giving.
但最后一个奉献型就是完全奉献型。
They are willing to give whatever the Lord asks of them.
他们是完全甘心乐意献上主所跟他们要的。
Money wise,
不单单是金钱。
The time,
时间。
The family,
以及他们的家庭。
Is it possible?
是这样有这样的家庭吗？有这样的人吗
？It's possible if you first give yourself.
是的，绝对有可能。如果你先把自己奉献给主的话，就有可能。我在这边有一个非常有意思的故事。
I just find out recently that it's a true story.
我最近才发现这个故事是真实故事。
During the offering time, a girl has nothing to give.
当一个收奉献的时候，其中有个女孩子，她实在身无分文去奉献。
So he put the offering plate on the floor, and then she stood on the plate.
当奉献盘传递到他面前的时候，他把奉献盘放在地上，他就自己站在奉献盘里面。
He said, "First of all, I offer myself to the Lord."
他就代表说，第一，我先要把自己献给神。
I'm not asking you to stand on the offering plate today, okay?
我今天不是要大家要自己站在奉献箱里面。
I'm talking about an act from your heart.
我乃是说从你心态里面发出的一种感觉认知。
The only way you can share the grace with other people is you first give yourself to the Lord.
你如果要把恩典分给别人的话，你第一点要先要把自己献给神。
Secondly, they give willingly without pressure.
第二，他们是甘心乐意的奉献。
So chapter 8 verse 3.
所以在第八章第三节这边说。
Sorry, I'm not following the. I don't see where is it. Yes.Chapter 8, verse 3, entirely on their own.
所以我们看见第三节这边说，他们是甘心乐意的奉献。
The Bible says God like the cheerful giver.
因为圣经里面说，我们神喜欢的是甘心乐意、欢欢喜喜的奉献。
They do so in sharing this grace not because the pastor told them.
他们之所以奉献，并不是因为牧师叫他们如此。
They do it entirely on their own.
他们乃是自己甘心乐意、完完全全的愿意奉献。
So there are three kind of metaphors that we can use for giving.
所以在这边我可以用三个比喻来表示我所谓的奉献。
The first type is what I call The flintstone type.
第一种形态，我所谓的就是打火石的形态。
Young people today may not quite understand what flintstones are.
也许在座的一些比较年轻的，你可能不知道什么叫做打火石。
In order for you to get fire, the flintstone that you try to heat it and get sparks, and then you can get a fire.
在过去，如果要生火的时候，你必须要拿两个坚硬的石头互相敲击之后，你才能由产生火花来生火。
The people that you want to get something, you have to hit them hard.
所以你就发现，你如果要某一些人付出一点的话，你必须要给他们很大的冲击。
But if you hit them hard, all you can get is a few sparks.
而你给他们再大的冲击，他们最多也不过释放出一点点的火花罢了。
So second type is what I call sponge.
那第二个所谓的这个奉献的形态是像海绵一般。
If you want to get grace from them and to deliver to less fortunate people, you have to squeeze them.
就是这一群人呢，你如果想让他们释放出一点恩典，使其他人蒙福的话，你必须要挤压他们。
It's so obvious. The more you squeeze,
然后很明显的，当你挤压的越大力的时候
，the more you get.
就越多的东西被挤出来。
It's very difficult. If I try to have people give like that, it's very difficult.
但是我发现要这样子面对这样的人，实在是非常困难的。
I never squeeze you, right, George?
我从来没有挤压你吧，
The third type is what I call the honeycomb.
第三种奉献的形态就是属于像蜂房一样的。
It's just throw out the sweet honey without you doing anything.
就是像蜂房一样，它自然的流露出这么甜蜜的蜂蜜，而你不需要经过太，不需要任何的压力，它就自然的流露。
Maybe you say, Pastor, it's easy for you to say because you do have something, right?
你也许会说，牧师对你来说很自然，因为你有很多恩典吧。
The third element is very special.
但是第三个类型实际上是非常特别的。
They give in poverty.
但是我们在这边看见他们这一些教会们是在极穷当中捐献。
Chapter 8 verse 2, that extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
这边我们看见第二节，这边说他们在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
Do you realize Apostle Paul was again using some contrasting words?
当我们就大家是否可以看到使徒保罗在这边用了几个对比的形容词
？It's a contrast between generosity and poverty.
我们在这边看见是非常慷慨以及极穷之间。
How can somebody be generous when they are poor?
我们可以想象，当一个人他在极穷之间，他如何能够慷慨呢
？And talk about extreme poverty and rich generosity.
在这边他说极穷之间还格外显出他们的慷慨。
So you don't have to be rich to share the grace.
因此你不需要富有，而成为一个慷慨的人。
Recently, I talked about heard about a story.
在过去我曾经提到一个故事。
I have a very good friend. His wife had cancer last year.
我有一个非常的好的朋友，他的妻子在去年得了癌症。
And then a sister gave her a gift.
那个时候就有一个姊妹就送给她一件礼物。
What was special was the sister had been unemployed for a few years.
而很特别的是，那个姊妹本身她自己已经没有工作好多年了。
She gave this cancer patient a check and said, okay.Go ahead and make some Chinese soup.
所以他这个时候他自己写了一张支票给这个师给这个得癌症的姊妹说，来，你用这个钱去享受一下一个好的中国美味吧。
Then I said, yeah, you can really share this grace even in you are in a poverty situation.
所以我那个时候就真的思想，是的，在我们极穷之间，我们仍然可以慷慨的。
I really am thankful that no matter how poor we are rich in America.
我实在非常的感恩，因为我们知道，无论我们在美国多穷，我们仍然是有好的生活。
Think about the number of pair of shoes you have.
大家可以想象，我们每一个人有多少双鞋吗
？How many pillows?
我们有多少个枕头吗
？And when you look at people from Africa, you look at their feet, they don't even have shoes on them.
当我们看见一些非洲的居民的时候，我们看见他们甚至一双鞋都没有。
I was very moving when I came across a story about a poor deacon in the church.
我在最近我读了一个非常感人的故事，就是在教会里面有一个执事。
He was involved in a very serious car accident.
他的儿子他的家人当中经历一个非常严重的车祸。
And his son was kind of partly paralyzed.
结果因着那个车祸，他的儿子因此残障了。
He got a very considerable compensation from the insurance company.
结果经过这个事件之后，保险公司就给他们一大笔的赔偿费。
He made a decision.
结果那个时候他就做了一个决定。
With this money, I can cover my son for the rest of his life.
他想，我如果有这一笔钱的话，我就会为我儿子今后的生活都预备好了。
But he decided to give it up so that his son's eye would not be the insurance money, but upon the Lord.
结果这个执事却做了一个决定，他说要把这笔钱捐出来奉献。他要把自己的儿子献给神。
I'm not asking you to do the same.
我并不是要大家跟这个执事一样。
I am using it as an example.
我只是用他作为我们的一个榜样。
This exactly out of his poverty, he decided to do what is good for the Lord and trust his son, from God.
在这个他们一个极困难的一个情况底下，他却愿意把这一笔钱奉献出来给神，他却他。希望他的儿子虽然残缺了，但是要他的儿子一生依靠主。
I'm not talking about money only.
我在这边不单单是讲到金钱上。
I'm talking about doing thanksgiving, how we share the kindness and the grace of God towards us.
我在这边希望大家在感恩的季节的时候，特别思想说我们怎么样领受跟分享神的恩典。
First of all, give yourself to the Lord.
第一个，我们要把自己献给神。
Do so without any pressure.
在我们奉献的时候要甘心乐意的奉献。
Do it out of your shortage.
在你甚至在你短缺当中，你也愿意奉献。
And then fourthly,
第四。
Today is okay. Fourthly, you talk about according to ability and beyond ability.
就是按着能力、超过能力的奉献。
For I testify that they give as much.As they were able, and even beyond their ability.
我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也是过了力量来奉献。
The Lord look at us, sharing grace is not according to what we put out.
因为当神看我们的时候，不是看我们能够奉献出来多少。
It's what we leave behind in our own pockets.
而是看我们自己还留了多少。
In today's application,
当我们看见如何运用在我们今日生活的时候。
Without any hidden agenda, no, I ask you a question.
然后我在问这个问题，没有任何背后的意义。我想问大家一个问题。
Do you think this church needs a pastor?
你觉得这个教会需要牧师吗
？Maybe you say, "Oh, I'm afraid the pastor, no, he'll bring in many problems."
也许我说，哦，不想，因为当这个教会有牧师的时候，会产生很大的问题。
And the second, practically, we cannot afford a pastor.
第二个非常实际、现实的问题就是，我们教会没有能力去供养一个牧师。
Let me ask a practical question: How many committee members do you need to have a pastor?
让我在这边问大家一个问题：所有委身的基督徒，你认为这个教会需要一个牧师吗？
How many members do you need?
你觉得一个教会里面需要多少个会员？
About church, how many members do you think you need?
George 弟兄，你认为这个教会需要多少个会员
？How many?
应该多少？这个翻译答不出来。
I asked a church one time.
我有一次问了一个教会。
It said, "You need to have at least have over 100 members, right?"
也许大家会说，我们至少要有100个会众吧。
I know Patrick is very wise. No, he's gonna give an answer. I'm gonna correct him.
因为我知道翻译的非常谨慎，因为当 George 一说错的话，会被我纠正。
Let me tell you, only need 11 dedicated members.
实际上，我告诉大家，一个教会实际上只需要11个愿意委身的信徒就够了。
Is it biblical?
这是合乎圣经吗
？Yes.
是的。
The 12 tribes in Israel.
实际上在以色列当中12个支派
The tribe of Levi are not supposed to work for money.
在其中的一个利未支派，他们并必须要经过劳力去得到收入的。
As long as the other 11 tribes give their one tenth,
只要其他十一个支派愿意奉做十一奉献。
You know, if the other 11 tribes give one tenth,
大家可知道，如果其他十一个支派他们都做十一奉献的时候
，Who would get a higher salary?
哪一个人哪一个支派会得到最高的收入呢
？Of course, the Levite tribe.
当然是利未喽。
He got one more portion.
因为他得到十份里面还另外还加一份。
Is it practical for today's church?
但是今天的教会当中这样的现实吗
？I still have the same thinking. If you have 11 dedicated members, you can support a pastor, and he will earn more than anybody in the church.
而且我仍然竟然今天还相信这一点。如果在教会当中有十一个愿意委身的信徒。就可以支持一个教会，可以供养一个传道人。
I'm not unrealistic.
我并不是不合不现实。
I'm not talking about you overestimating your ability.
我并不是在这边要超过大家的能力。
Look at the picture. Overestimating the ability.
但是我在这边不是要大家自不量力，大家看了这个图片就知道。
I'm asking you to do what this baby is doing.
我只是要大家就做的就跟这个。小婴孩一样的
doing according to your ability
这乃是照着自己的力量而做
not only according to your ability
而不单单是照着自己的力量而做
doing your best
而是全力以赴
doing your best
全力以赴
and also
另外
beyond your ability
而且超力而为
I'm talking not about overestimating yourself
我并不是要大家自不量力
I talk about beyond ability.
而是超过你的能力
I'm asking you not to underestimating God. Amen.
我要大家不要藐视了神的能力
Amen.
同意吗
Not to underestimate God.
大家千万不要藐视神的大能
According to ability and also beyond ability.
你要照着自己的能力也超越了自己的能力
And then, fifthly,
第五点
Determined, sincere,And proactive in giving.
下定决心，好好的，全力的来奉献。
They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing this service to the lost people.
他们恳求我们，能够在这个奉献的事工上面有份。
Don't you find it strange?
大家难道不觉得很奇怪吗
？In today's church, who is the one who do the urgently pleading?
在 这个每次在教会里面，到底是谁每次都恳求大家要奉献呢
？Of course, a pastor.
通常就是牧师喽。
The deacon.
也许就是执事喽。
Not the church member.
而不是会员本身呢
？Don't you find strange those who are in extreme poverty, they do what they urgently pleaded, not only pleaded but urgently pleaded.
但是大家不没有感觉到非常奇妙吗？在这边是他们在极穷之间的这些会员。他们恳求他们有能够参与奉献的机会。
I'm not just talking about money.
我在这边不单单是讲到金钱罢了。
When we have the grace from the Lord, how we could share it with other people.
乃是我们当收到神的恩典的时候，我们要学习怎么样把这恩典分享流露出去。
In today's application,
在我们今日可应用的
，I found out that in churches today, there's always a consumer mentality.
在我们今日的教会，每一个来到教会的人，经常有所谓的消费者的心态。
What the church can give to me?
我来到教会当中，教会可以给予我什么
？Not about what I can give to church people.
而不是我能够给予这教会什么
？Is there youth ministry here?
难道这个不就是我们的青少年事工像如此吗
？Do we have children ministry?
当我们儿童事工不就如此吗
？Do we have a worship pastor?
当我们是否有敬拜赞美的牧师呢
？Brothers, we need to start somewhere, right?
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们必须要有一个起点，不是吗
？How wonderful if the church members today say, "You plead urgently to Brother George, let us participate."
那如果今天在会员当中，如果可以主动的说，救济弟兄，你行不行让我们参与
？Maybe you're fulfilling all pastor you're asking too much.
也许你会说，牧师，你实在问的太苛求了。
Although we are not better than many churches.
虽然我们并不是比其他教会好
But we are better than many other churches.
但是我们也比很多很多教会好。
We have so many strong points.
我们在这边有很多的优点。
There's no church like us who have a young child being a pianist.
我们不是有很多教会里面有很多年轻人可以在这边侍情哦。
There are many good stuff.
我们在教会有很多好的地方哦。
Give us some space.
让我们有一些成长空间吧。
Give us time.
给我们一些时间吧，牧师。
So I'm so glad when Apostle Paul mentioned the last point.
因此我在这边对使徒保罗最后所提到一点，我非常的高兴。
They excel in everything, as well as excel in the grace of giving.
他们在不论在每一方面都成长，特别在捐献的这上面有成长。
In chapter 8, verse 7.
在这边第八章第七节这边说
But seeing you excel in everything
他说你们既然在许多事情上面
In faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness and in love we have kindled in you see that you also excel in this grace of giving
既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来就当在这慈惠的事上也格外显出满足。
You look at them, it's a wonderful church.
你看这个教会，你觉得这是一个非常好的教会。
They're good in faith.
因为他们这个教会有好的信心。
They're good in speech.
他们有好的口才。
They're good in knowledge.
他们有好的知识。
They're good in complete earnestness.
他们有热心。
They're good in love.
他们甚至有爱心。
Is that enough?
难道这不就够了吗？
You also have to excel in this sharing of grace.
但是在这边，你要在恩典上面也要显出他们的恩典。
I think that's the real meaning about Thanksgiving, isn't it?
因为这难道不就是感恩节的真正的含义吗
？Experience the grace of the Lord.
要把自己承受神的恩典显出来。
And also share this grace with other people.
然后把这个恩典分享给别人。
I really believe that there's still a lot of space for us to grow.
我深信教会里面仍然有很多成长的空间。
Sometimes I'm very afraid to speak in churches.
很多时候我很怕在有一些教会谈一些题目。
I read into one a few weeks ago.
我曾经读到在几个礼拜前读到这样的文章。
I went to one.
我曾经到一个教会是这样子的。
They always have group discussion after my preaching.
当我讲道完之后，这个教会就有分组的讨论。
After last time, I didn't want to go to the church anymore.
等到他们每次在讲道完有分组讨论之后，我后来就不再敢去那个教会了。
The sister said to me, you know, pastor make some statement in public, so I have to correct you in public also.
因为有个姊妹说牧师你当众里面讲了一些事情我觉得不对因此我要必须要当众去纠正你
So for a few weeks I was thinking about whether I should go back to the church anymore
所以后来几个礼拜以前我后来就想我应该再回到那个教会吗
This church is wonderful I never thought about not coming back
这个教会实在是太好了我从来没有想过不再回到这个教会
I would really love to come more
我实在非常喜欢回到这个教会
I'm not hinting anything、okay? I really love to come more
我并不是说什么我真的喜欢来到这个教会
This is a good church
这是一个好的教会
But is that still place to grow?
但是我们是否还有成长的空间呢
I think there is
是的我认为还是有的
Let me give you an example
让我给你大家一个例子
At that time I was like I was only 23
我记得我那个时候还是23岁的时候
I just came back from Africa for a furlough
我那个时候才从非洲经过一个休息的时间我回到美国
I was invited by my Bible school to have a 2-week seminar
我那个时候就被我的神学院邀请回去做一个两个礼拜的一个讲座
Honestly, looking back, I shouldn't have taken that challenge
实际上当我回想起来的时候我实在不应该接受那个挑战
But what I remember is about one person.
但是我记得我那个事情当中，我仍然记得一个人。
There was a person sitting at the last row at the back.
我记得当我做讲座的时候，在最后的一排有一个人坐在那里。
Nodding and responding all the time.
因为当我讲的时候，他不断的点头。
Taking notes.
而不单如此，他还记笔记。
You know who this person is?
大家可知道那个做笔记的人是谁吗
？It's the principal of my Bible school.
就是我圣经学校的校长。
I'm so honored.
我那个时候实在是不敢当。
But I remember if he can have that kind of attitude, how about me?
然后我就想起，如果甚至校长都有如此 如此的态度的话，那我呢？
There's still room to excel.
我发现我仍然有成长的空间，不是吗？
Well, all good things come to an end.
是的，所有美好的事情都终究要有一个结束。
In this Thanksgiving weekend, we look at the Macedonian grace.
当我们在度过这个感恩的季节之后，我们看到马其顿的众教会。
We talk about the grace of having overflowing joy in the midst of severe trials.
我们看见他们在大患难当中仍然能够流露以及满溢出他们的恩典。
We talk about sharing this grace to other Christians in need.
我们就看见如何能够把这个恩分享出去，以至于其他的众弟兄姊妹能够受惠。
With six characteristics.
其中包含了有六点。
We give ourselves first to the Lord.
第一个，我们要先把自己献给主。
We willingly to share this grace without pressure.
我们必须要甘心乐意的奉献。
We share this grace in poverty.
我们必须要在困难当中，甚至极穷当中，我们仍然慷慨。
We give according to ability and also beyond ability.
我们不单奉献的时候要跟着要跟着我们的力量而为，还要超过我们的能力而为。
We would not overestimate ourselves.
我们不会自不量力。
But we will also not underestimate our God.
但是我们千万不要低估了我们神的能力。
We are determined, we are sincere, and we are proactive.
我们必须下定决心，我们必须主动的，我们必须积极的。
We excel in everything as well as excel in the grace of giving.
我们在每一样事情上面都要追求卓越。卓越，特别在有关奉献的事情上。
I hope you understand I'm not talking about giving money.
我想大家必须要注意一点，我在这边不是单指所谓的金钱奉献。
I'm talking about sharing the grace that you experience from the Lord.
我在这边乃是要大家分享从神那边得到的恩给别人。
And that's a real spirit about thanksgiving.
这个就是感恩节的真正的精神。
Thank God for His grace.
我们谢谢神赐给我们的恩典。
And also share the grace in God's way to other people.
然后我们把神给我们的恩分享给别人。让我们一起祷告。亲爱的恩主，我们拥有的乃是你量过的，你给我们已经超过我们一切所应得的。我们在这边学习如何甘心乐意奉献，如何喜乐的奉献，如何先把自己交给你。主，愿意在这个时候我们再一次把自己奉献出来，放在你手中，愿意万人能够借着你自己的门徒得到福气。主，愿意你圣灵带领我们，带领我们这个教会成为一个懂得感恩、懂得施恩的教会。我们谢谢主，我们这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。阿
们。阿
们。